Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by Kane's Tire in San Rafael. Kane's Tire has always had the lowest prices in Marin for 54 years. Today's guest is Giants right-hander Chris Heston in a conversation we had this week at AT&T Park in San Francisco. Chris, can you talk about the season as a whole so far, what your expectations were, and you know, to be a major contributor in this rotation, it has to be pleasing at this point.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, you know, just to have the opportunity to be here with these guys and, you know, going along with the ride with them, it's been a lot of fun, you know. We got Hunter back, so that's going to be huge. And you know, it's just been a lot of fun. I'm just blessed to, you know, have the opportunity to be here.
What do you learn from the great outings that you had? And you had certainly had a spectacular outing in Houston and the one that didn't go as well and the last one in Cincinnati. How do you compare them and try to learn from both?
Yeah, I think you just try to take the good out of both, you know, and try to keep moving forward. You know, baseball is so up and down, so you're going to have some good ones and bad ones. And I think it's just trying to stay even keel and, you know, just stick to the game plan and you know, just attack the zone and try to throw strikes.
What about going deep into the game? I don't know how much you did that in the minor leagues, but how important is that? What do you find later in the game that allows you to have gas left in the tank?
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's the game plan going in. You know, you just try to go as hard as long as you can, really. So it's just out there just trying to help the team out the best you can and just go as deep in the game as possible and, you know, maybe give the bullpen a little rest. But it's just out there. It's just battling as long as you can.
You rely a lot on sink, on your sinker, your fastball. Tell us about when that's working. How do you know that? Do you know it early on in the bullpen? And what do you do if you don't have that working? What do you try to go with?
Yeah, I think you just got to trust it. You know, it's definitely a big pitch. So I just throw it. You know, the days it's not working, you got to try to – those are usually the battle days. You know, you got to try to figure something out and try to keep these hitters off balance. They can start eliminating pitches on you. They're gonna have some success. So it's just about, you know, trying to figure out whatever you can to get through the day.
What can you say about having an infield like this when you do have a ground ball situation? You're a ground ball pitcher. I mean, a guy like Brandon Crawford who's making plays all over the place. He looks like a gold glove shortstop. And Joe Panik who's really, you know, solid over there. And even, you know, Belt and whoever's playing at third base.
Yeah, these guys are awesome. I mean, a lot of confidence in them. And, you know, if you can get the ball on the ground, they're probably going to make the play for you. So, I mean, that's the focus. Just try to let the defense work as much as possible. And like I said, these guys are so good that they're gonna make the plays for you.
You mentioned the energy that Pence brought to the team. What was it exactly? I mean, this team had been waiting for him, but the team still played 500 baseball without him, so kind of stayed afloat. Now here he is.
Yeah, I mean, just having him around. I mean, I think everyone knows how he contributes in the locker room, you know. And just having his presence back in the lineup and on the field, I mean, he's a spark plug for us, and I think having him back is going to be big.
What have you learned from the other rotation members or even, you know, pitchers in the bullpen? Have you been talking to a lot of the veteran guys this year?
Yeah, I mean, I try to talk to those guys as much as possible. There's a lot of guys on this pitching staff, you know, that have done it for a long time at a high level. So, you know, I try to get as much from those guys as possible and, you know, little tricks or tips that they might want to give me and just go over hitters and stuff. Like I said, these guys have seen these hitters for a long time, so they have a good game plan against them. So it's just trying to, you know, get as much as I can from them guys.
We'll have more with Giants right-hander Chris Heston right after this.
Hi, I'm Mark McLennan at Kane's Tire in San Rafael. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
Whether you're a newcomer or a guy who's been around, it seems like everybody here, every pitcher on the staff, really trusts the catchers, what they're putting down. I mean, Jeremy Affeldt has talked about that. What do you think as far as Posey, Susak, when they put down the sign? Does it make your life a lot easier if you don't have to really think about what you're going to throw?
Yeah, I mean, definitely makes it easier. You know, these guys are great. They've been around, and especially Buster. You know, he's been here for many years and has seen these guys numerous times. So, you know, he puts a lot of thought into everything. So, you know, you just trust these guys and know that they have the best idea for you and, you know, just go with it, and it usually turns out to be the best.
We continue the conversation with Giants righty Chris Heston after this. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I guess they should have hired me for that TV commercial. No, I don't think so. But seriously, in San Francisco, it's really true. In fact, AT&T Park has a good neighbor right around the corner. That's right. Sandy Lee State Farm is a Buster Posey home run away from AT&T Park at 188 South Park Street on the corner of 3rd Street. Sandy Lee has been my State Farm agent for 10 years, and I have to tell you, when I've made claims, Sandy Lee gave me peace of mind, which is what we all need when it comes to insurance. Whether it's car, home, or even earthquake insurance, Sandy Lee and her team are down-to-earth, devoted, and understanding. They take control of any situation, and you never feel like you're being sold something. Give Sandy Lee State Farm a call at 415-227-9833. That's 415-227-9833 for Sandy Lee State Farm.
How much do you appreciate the opportunity after everything you've been through? Because you did spend a lot of time in the minors. You know, you come up and everybody thinks it's going to go fast and it's going to be easy, but it really wasn't for you.
No, definitely not. And like I said, I'm just blessed to be here, you know. It was a dream, you know, to get called up for the first time, and then, you know, at the beginning of the season to have the opportunity to come back over here. You know, it's just awesome, just the energy in this clubhouse, and, you know, playing every day for something. It's a lot of fun.
The energy that you mentioned, is that something that's hard to pick up on when you're in the minor leagues? I mean, you get to the major leagues, is it in some ways easier to pitch here because of that adrenaline flow that you get?
Well, yeah, I don't know if you want to say easier, but yeah, you know, you get that adrenaline going, and it definitely, you know, get lights a little fire under you, you know, but it's, you know, you gotta try to slow it down sometimes, because a lot of, you know, you get up here and, you know, the game moves a lot faster, so, you know, it's slowing it down and, you know, just staying in the moment and realizing that it is the same game, but if you do the things that you can control, that you'll be all right.
How much did it help that you got a taste of it last year?
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. Anytime you can get some experience, you know, that's kind of the thing I feel like you got to get over is, you know, seeing who's in the box and wondering, you know, you used to watch them one day. So I think, you know, just getting over that and just, you know, trusting the guys around you and just having fun with it, and it's been a blast.
More with Chris Heston after this. It was time for a new pair of snow skis, and I couldn't be happier with my decision to buy them at Demo Sport, where the experience was great, and I found out that they not only have skis, but they have snowboards and snow apparel. And for the summer, get ready with water skis, wakeboards, stand-up paddle boards, and all of your land sports needs like bikes, scooters, and you can even get sunglasses there. Demo Sport, 1101 Francisco Boulevard in San Rafael. Call them at 415-454-3500. Demo Sport, committed to getting you the gear you need.
Plenty of guys in here that played college baseball. What did that mean to you to go to East Carolina and get that experience?
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, I say it all the time, that was a big learning experience for me, and I personally didn't think, you know, coming out of high school at a young age, I was ready. So college was a huge stepping stone for me. I learned a lot about pitching and, you know, and about myself, and I think it was huge for me.
What about the pitching coaches here? What do they do as far as taking you aside after the outing? Do you watch a lot of video?
Yeah, I mean, I watch video, and, you know, I'm sure they watch video, and they kind of access the whole outing and stuff, and they talk about it with us, and, you know, and it's always about, you know, getting better for the next one. I mean, regardless of what happens in the outing before, you want to get better for the next one. So, you know, the focus is always, you know, getting better for the next one, and what can I do to get better for that.
When do you start looking at the other team's lineup that you're going to face? Do you look at video of that early on, or are you looking at their box score? How do you evaluate and look at how you're going to pitch those guys?
Yeah, I think as soon as, you know, you throw the last pitch of the game before, you should probably start, once you're done with that one, start focusing on the next guys, you know, because they're going to come up pretty quick. So, yeah, you know, you start watching video, you know, looking at numbers on them and just getting an idea how you got to pitch the guys coming up. And then that way when you go in, you have a game plan going into the game.
So your next one's in Denver against the Rockies. So people always talk about how tough it is to pitch there. So what do you do? Do you block that out, or do you have to take some of that into account that maybe there's not going to be as much movement? What do you think will happen?
Yeah, I think you just got to, you know, focus on down there. I mean, everyone knows the ball flies there pretty good. And luckily I've had I got to pitch there earlier this year, so I have a little experience per se. But, you know, I think it's just about keeping the ball down and trying to keep the ball in the ballpark and, you know, not hurting yourself by walking people or hitting guys and just, you know, trying to let your defense work.
You pitch to the ballpark a little bit. I mean, especially here the other night, Tim Hudson gives up a long fly ball, but it's an out because it's here. But if you're pitching in Houston or Cincinnati, and you did a great job, by the way, in Houston, at a place where, you know, any fly ball could really be a home run. So do you pitch a little bit to the ballpark?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can get away with, you know, when you're in hitter's counts, you know, throwing an okay pitch here and you get away with it. But I don't think that, you know, the game plan ever changes. It's all about, you know, throwing strikes and, you know, letting the defense work and just not beating yourself, really. So that's always the game plan and the focus, and it's just about throwing as many strikes as possible.
right, Chris, hey, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck the rest of the way with the Giants.
All right, thank you.
That's Giants right-hander Chris Heston. Be back with us again on Monday. We will be catching up with Andrew Baggerly from the Bay Area News Group. He has a new book out called Giants Splash. We'll talk about that with him on Monday. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.